Now, remember, our theme for today on the show is more than you think. My next guest is going to show us that there's more than we think about food and drinks that we consume. Her latest book is titled Hungry Girl Happy Hour, 75 Recipes for Amazing, Fantastic, Guilt-Free Cocktails and Party Food. Lisa Lillian is not a nutritionist. She's just hungry. She describes herself as just an average female struggling with the same food issues that most females struggle with every day. She considers herself a foodologist, not because she's got some sort of fancy degree, but because she is obsessed with food. She's the author of the whole Hungry Girl series of books. And let me tell you, listeners, I wouldn't have somebody on the show that I didn't check out before. And Lisa, you need to know this. You're 200 under 200, which is your book, 200 Recipes Under 200 Calories. My wife and I got that. We tested not all 200 of the recipes, but we tested many of them. And the one that really, really intrigued my family were the under 200 calorie deep fried onion rings. Fantastic stuff. And we loved it at our house. Welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you. And I love those onion rings, too. I think that's actually one of my favorite recipes.
You know, it's just amazing that you can get that real deep fried onion taste using your simple, effective technique. But I want to focus a little bit, if you don't mind, on your latest book. Okay,
sure.
It's summertime, and I love this saying, margaritas, cosmos, and mudslides. Oh, my. It's summertime. We're bombarded with all these party foods, party opportunities. You know, how can we focus on eating more sensibly when there's so much temptation around us?
Well, I mean, there are different strategies. When you're actually out and about, you can make smarter choices. When you're out and you don't really have the ability to control the menu, there are things you should eat and things you should avoid, and we can get into that. But the book is obviously filled with things that you can make and serve to guests at any party, and they probably would have no idea that the food and the drinks are lower in fat and calories. And that's the cool part. It's all about finding those swap ingredients that make things taste just as good as the regular ones.
Well, that is really the miracle of your whole line of books, is the food does not taste any different than what you would normally expect, and yet the calorie consumption is way lower. So that's cool. Now, let me ask you, I mean, do you have like a test kitchen? How do you come up with these ideas for substitute foods? What really goes on there in the Hungry Girl kitchen?
Yes, at the Hungry Girl HQ. I started Hungry Girl back in 2004, and it's a daily email that now goes out to a million people. And so as we kept growing and growing, this is way even before the books, I had to hire some more employees to help me. So now there are 12 of us, and about 8 of us work in Southern California in the Hungry Girl kitchen. Maybe there's 9 now. And we're developing recipes every day. I mean, I just did another deal to do 8 more books, and so it is like a lab, and I'm a lot like a mad scientist, and that's what we do. We just taste food and make food all day, every day.
All right, let's hit the pause button here for just a minute, Lisa. You said something that intrigued me. Your email distribution is now over a million people?
Yeah, it's at a million. It's going to hit a million probably within the next month, but we're at 970 or 80,000 or something.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
you. That is an awesome accomplishment. All right, so another 9-book deal is in the works, and we'll talk about more of those as we get closer to the actual books themselves. But let me ask you this. I mean, you know, most of us, especially the people listening to the sound of my voice, we're at work, we're running around, we're doing errands, and we're on the move. A lot of us eat on the fly. We grossly underestimate the number of calories we consume when we're eating on the run like that. And since you've been traveling promoting this new book, how do you manage your eating on the run and how do you keep it under control?
Well, that's a good question. And I think a lot of people tend to make excuses for, you know, when they're on the road and they're busy and they're not paying attention. I mean, my strategy is I always keep emergency snacks in my bag. I mean, the other day I was stuck on the runway for 5 hours.
5 hours? There's a law against that now.
I know. Well, they let people off after about 3. But I had all of my emergency snacks, and so I was set. I mean, the truth is, if you keep things with you, whether it's, you know, beef jerky or a high-protein snack or a 100-calorie pack of almonds or a bar or an apple, it'll keep you from being overly hungry and making bad choices when you do have a meal.
All right. We're talking to Lisa Lillian, everybody. She's got a brand-new book, Hungry Girl Happy Hour. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit and let us see inside. Tell us, what were some of those snack foods that you had in your bag?
Well, I did. I had several kinds of jerky, and there's actually some company that makes very clever beef and chicken jerkies now that have dried fruit in them. It's Silver Creek Specialty Meats. I just found them a few months ago, and I love those. And I had a 100-calorie pack of almonds. I had a Fuji apple. I had a Vita Top. I don't know if you know what that is.
No, what is that?
It's amazing. It's a 100-calorie muffin top that's high in fiber, low in fat, and low in calories.
And where do you find those?
You find those at some markets now, and they're at Gelson's in Southern California. also at some Target stores and online at Vitalicious.com.
Oh, that is...
But that I
didn't
eat all of those things at once.
All right. Well, we're not suggesting that you did, but we just wanted to know what you keep in your bag for those times that you're stuck on the runway like that. All right. Well, let's get into some of the secrets behind some of your more popular creations. In this book, you've got what you call the magical low-calorie margarita. Now, it's summertime. We're talking Southern California. We love our margaritas. How do you make a margarita low-cal?
Yeah, that margarita, I think, really is magical because it tastes exactly like a regular margarita, and that one has diet lemon lime soda. It has Crystal Light lemonade mix, or your favorite sugar-free lemonade mix, and tequila and some lime juice, and just the combination is amazing.
Now, the tequila has to add most of the calories to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. If you have alcohol in a drink, that's where the calories should come from. That's where most of the calories should come from. You know, there's no sense in adding sugary juices and sugary syrups to it if you already have so many calories in the alcohol. You want to stick with some low-calorie or calorie-free mixers.
Okay, that makes sense. What about Buff Chick Hot Wing Dip? Now, that sounds good. What's in that?
You know, that is a takeoff of the famous Frank's Red Hot Dip. And this version, this is something that we do all the time. We'll taste something and say, how do we make it lighter? How do we make it low in calories? So it does have the chicken, and it's made with a fat-free Greek yogurt and some fat-free cheeses and that Frank's Red Hot, which I think is a magical ingredient because it can make anything at all taste like hot wings.
Oh, my goodness.
Put your tennis shoes in that stuff. It tastes like hot wings. Don't try that at home.
Yeah, that's not a recommendation to my listeners that are out there. All right, well, what about the Hungry Hungry Hurricane?
Well, the Hurricane, again, it's like it's a takeoff on the classic, so it uses, you know, you have the rum, and then you have the powder drink mix and some fruit here and there. And that's how you know, any drink can be dissected. So you don't... These are all ideas that we give you in the book, and I'm really good at finding something. But my goal is for people to, at home, then taste their favorite drinks and then find ways to lighten them up as well.
So you're sort of like a food detective, aren't you? You
I
take
am.
It apart and build it back up together again.
Yes.
How interesting.
Exactly.
All right. The other one that intrigued me was the depudged pigs in a blanket. My granddaughter loves pigs in a blanket, but, you know, we're worried about the calories and everything else. So tell me, how do we make depudged pigs?
Well, that one only has two ingredients, and it uses the Pillsbury crescent roll dough. They make a reduced fat version that, mm-hmm. you know, you can find at any supermarket. And then my favorite low-calorie hot dog is the Heber National 98% fat-free dog.
Mm-hmm.
So basically those two ingredients, you do a little rolling and baking in the oven for about 10 or 12 minutes, and you've got your little pigs in a blanket.
Oh, that sounds great.
They're great.
We're going to have to try that one. I like that.
135 calories.
135. Perfect. That is perfect. We're talking to Lisa Lillian, everybody. She's the author of the new book, 75 Recipes for Amazing, Fantastic, Guilt-Free Cocktails and Party Food. I've just got to ask you, I want to know a little bit more about you, because you have gone from healthy eating email writer to world famous and best-selling book author just in a matter of, it seems like, no time at all. I think it's within the last couple of years. Outside from being a hard worker, to what do you attribute your success?
I think it's because the Hungry Girl brand is very relatable, and the information that's provided is just information that everybody wants, and it's fun. I mean, it's hard to find this information about making better choices and cutting back calories in a way that's fun, funny, and real-world relatable. And that, I think, is the key, real-world relatable, how to survive the supermarket aisles. It's not unrealistic. It's not saying only eat organic foods, only eat all-natural foods. It's saying embrace everything that you want, only find a better way to do it.
Ooh, I like that. And I like the covers. I like the design. Everything about your books is attractive. So that's
Yeah, they're cute.
There's
Maybe
no
the
doubt.
Cuteness does help.
We're talking to Lisa Lillian, everybody, author of the book, Hungry Girl Happy Hour. And I'm going to get serious on you here just a little bit, if you don't mind, Lisa, because as you look at society today in general, the past couple of decades were the decades where we're supposed to have been eating healthier. And yet, you look at the American population, we've got this growing obesity epidemic out there. I mean, why do you think that is? And those two things just don't equate in my mind. This was the healthy generation, and yet obesity is rampant.
I mean, because I think it's pretty simple. The equation is calories in versus calories burned, and people are eating more and moving less. And you bring up a great point, because just because people are eating healthier foods doesn't mean that they're burning enough calories or they're exercising or they're even making the right choices, because portion control is a tremendous issue. So more and more people are shopping at Whole Foods and they're buying organic and natural foods, but maybe they're making the wrong choices or just eating too much of it. And then they're sitting behind their computer screens instead of running around and exercising.
Yeah, and do you have any suggestions on how we can solve this problem?
Yeah, get out more. Move. Get on the treadmill. With me, I mean, I used to be afraid of exercise completely. I was like a typical, like, park 1 foot away from the door at the mall kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to find a way to make it enjoyable. I watch, you know, the Food Network. I watch Top Chef, you know, on Bravo. I watch any bad reality TV I can find. Not that Top Chef is bad, but I watch reality TV while I work out. So make yourself enjoy it. Go walking with a friend. You know, things like that are very helpful. And then portion control is a huge one. I think that here in this country, at restaurants, we're overserved, and people tend to just eat way too much food. If we could just keep those portions in check, it would be helpful.
Oh, good. Good observation there. Now, you mentioned exercise. Is there just, let us peek behind the curtain a little bit more. In your book offerings, are you going to have an exercise book coming out, The Hunger Girl Does Exercise?
You know, there are no plans to, but in the daily email, sometimes I touch on it, and I reach out to my friends who are experts, whether they're trainers or doctors, and I get their advice, because I think it is super important, and it's just a missing piece that people just don't often think about.
Well, for people who want to get your email, who are intrigued by this interview, where do they go to sign up for your daily email?
They can go to hungry-girl.com. So it's hungry-girl.com.
Hungry-girl.com, and you can sign up for the email letter there. That's great. Everybody, we've been talking to Lisa Lillian. She's the author of the new book, Hungry Girl Happy Hour. And this is great. If you haven't seen it, go on Amazon, go to your local bookstore, check it out. Her whole Hungry Girl series of books is just fantastic. Believe me, Billy the Brain and his family have brought them into their house, and we use them regularly. Lisa, I know I've been told you've got to run. You've got an appointment in New York City, so we'll let you go. Thank you so very much for being our guest. And when we come back, we'll have another great guest. Listen in.
Thank you.
Thank you.